a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 5 o'clock, and we welcome you to Monday, the 6th day of April. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, it's warm, 57 degrees.
New traffic pattern on I-15 in Clearfield. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The coronavirus, a special hour on Utah's Morning News.
That's where we start our morning, of course. Medics from Hill Air Force Base are now battling COVID-19 on the front lines in New York City.
The coronavirus. Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards. Mary?
Amanda, the first medics from Hill Air Force Base's Reserve 419 Fighter Wing flew to New York Sunday, and base officials say more are going out in small groups. Chief Nurse Jimmy Jones says there wasn't much time to prepare, but they always have plans in place.
So I anticipate that whatever sort of differences I'm going to run into, they're going to have a protocol that I can follow.
Jones says the geography of New York City has helped the virus spread, but he believes they'll be safe as long as they follow the safety guidelines they've been trained on. I'm Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Utah has more than 1,600 confirmed cases of COVID-19. 8 people have died. 124 people are in the hospital. The Division of Emergency Management says our hospitals are not overwhelmed right now. Mountain America Expo Center in Sandy is being set up as an alternative care site for people who need to be hospitalized for other less serious issues.
In other news this morning on KSL News Radio. Meanwhile, there is a hopeful sign in New York. The coronavirus, our live team coverage continues with Sean Isle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, the coronavirus pandemic could have reached its apex in New York. Governor Cuomo saying,
the number of deaths over the past few days has been dropping for the first time.
More than 12,000 people were also discharged from New York State hospitals over the weekend. Deaths in Europe hotspots also fewer each day, with Italy and Spain having the lowest number in weeks. France also seeing a downturn, although the daily tolls remain in the hundreds of victims. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson hospitalized after having persistent COVID-19 symptoms for 10 days. President Trump's offering best wishes.
I'm hopeful and sure that he's going to be fine. He's strong man, strong person.
Downing Street reports Johnson's hospital stay is precautionary. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. Queen Elizabeth addressed Britain about the pandemic yesterday, reminding them, after all, they are British.
The attributes of self-discipline, of quiet, good-humored resolve, and a fellow feeling still characterize this country.
It was a rare occasion for the monarch to address her subjects. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Well, apparently some types of e-cigarettes are much more effective at hooking young smokers than others. Here's ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
An online survey of teens and young adults by the Southern California Children's Health Study compared users of vaping pens to those using modifiable e-cigarettes or mods. They found people using mods smoked over 6 times more traditional cigarettes at a 1-year follow-up compared to vaping pen users. The study doesn't imply proof of a connection, but notes that mods contain more nicotine than vaping pens.
We're learning more about how children were accidentally given THC-laced candies through the Utah Food Bank. Details from KSL-TV's Tanya Dean.
Roy police say at least 5 kids ate the candy, but only 2 of them were sick enough to go to the hospital. The candy looked like a nerd's rope, but police have learned the product is counterfeit. An investigator with Roy police will be meeting with the Utah Food Bank to try to get to the bottom of it. The Utah Food Bank saying they're horrified that this product went out, and they're making changes to stop it from ever happening again.
Roy police tell KSL the maker of Nerds Ropes is adamant these are counterfeit products.
After multi-hour waits at the drive-thrus last week, the DMV is extending their hours. Director Monty Roberts thinks some of the pileup might be from people who have lost their jobs.
Influencing certain individuals to unload toys like trailers, boats, you know, unneeded cars, if you will, ATVs.
Starting today at the Salt Lake City, Draper, Farmington, and Ogden locations, DMV drive-thrus will be open weekdays from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 5.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman, mostly cloudy but pretty mild today with temperatures in the mid-60s along the Wasatch Front.
We got a storm system to the west of us, but it's taking a trip down toward the south. We'll actually threaten the southern part of our state with a higher likelihood of showers and storms the next few days. Just a slim chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms for us today as that low tracks south, and then just a very slim chance of showers tomorrow.
Grant says after that storm moves south, things will start to clear up tomorrow and temperatures warm up to 67 for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.